The evolution of this effort is the result of trying to create a plan that is much more closely tied to community input and local input, and have the plan be maintain its relevancy over time. So these plans are, as we call them, general plans. They're created. We're going through the first time creation on this, and then they're allowed. Then we renew them every year. We look at changing conditions. We look at what's going on, and we can adjust them every year, as opposed to traditionally what we have are plans that might have been created 20 years ago, and then they sit, and little by little they become less and less relevant and more difficult to follow.
Mm-hmm. But the plans that you're putting on the table now, you think are ready for the public to get involved in and help to shape?
Yes, to create the plans themselves, the public input is essential to that plan. Really, the purpose of these plans is to make sure that the county's planning staff and the planning commissions that make these decisions and in the county council all have an up-to-date perspective on the plan for that canyon. And so it keeps those governing bodies very close to the perspectives of the public.
What are the general principles involved in managing these canyon areas then? You have a watershed to protect. You have fire issues that you need to look at.
Right.
What are some of the other issues?
There are, under our the county's current plan and current ordinances, there are things like ridgeline protection. So we try to limit development on significant ridgelines. There are issues with vegetation, although we talk about fire interfaces and trying to keep fires from and brush from causing problems. We also don't want the opposite of that, which is lots of tree removal. So there's limitations on tree removal. There are limitations on building standards in those canyons, natural materials and colors and things like that.
Is consensus the goal, to find a plan that has broad enough agreement so that you're not fighting over it all the time when somebody's plan comes up?
I haven't seen at this point the ability to create consensus in this environment. But at least what we want is transparency. We want everyone to know why decisions are being made. We want the process of making those decisions to be as transparent as possible.
What are the conflicting interests that would keep you from achieving some consensus?
Well, as we see today, you have the intersection, again, of recreation use and varying types of recreation. Recreation, when the original Wasatch Canyon's plan was developed, was somewhat narrow. It was tied to skiing and a little bit of hiking, and now we have mountain biking. We have, summer amusements at the resorts. We have, in addition to skiing. So it's the evolution of that recreational use. We also have, in terms of the people who own properties, when the original plan was created, we had cabins, summer cabins. People went up to recreate in the summer. But the building, the ability to put buildings in that can be there year-round, now some of those buildings, you wouldn't consider them what we used to think of as summer cabins. They're large homes, and they're occupied generally year-round.